Hello everybody, we are at Euromed Lab 2015 in Paris. We are together with Gabriel Lima Oliveira from Brazil and with Danny Lee from the United States. Hello Danny.
Hello, hi everyone, good afternoon. And so my name is Danny Lee and I'm a system professor at the University of Minnesota. I'm a clinical chemist and I'm also directing clinical labs and doing research, searching biomarkers for Alzheimer's disease.
Okay, well, Danny is going to conduct an interview to Gabriel. So, Danny, please, can you introduce Gabriel?
Yes. Hi, Gabriel. How are you?
I'm fine, Danny. Thank you very much for the invitation for this interview. Also, thank you, Santiago. So, the Hadley microscopy is important for young scientists, too.
Let's start with, the question of telling us about who you are.
Thank you, Daniel. So I'm glad to be here. So I'm from Brazil. I am a pharmaceutical doctor. I make my master degree in pharmaceutical science too. So now I am a PhD student. I am close to the finish. So 31 August, I will finish my PhD. I cross my fingers for do that. And so I am really excited with that.
And then could you tell us about laboratory medicine as a profession in Brazil?
Yeah, sure. The laboratory medicine in Brazil is performed by three different kinds of professionals. Is a pharmacist, like me, is a medical doctor, like a clinical pathologist, and also bioscience. In bioscience, you have two different categories, biologists and the bioscience like USA.
So I know that you have a very interesting story about how you arrived at your current position. Could you share that story with us?
Sure. It's a funny story. So many, many years ago, I was in an ACC meeting. Where I find the Professor Guidi and the Professor Salvaio. When I look back, it was in the poster section, and I ask to Professor Guidi about Professor Guidi because I don't know that he was Professor Guidi. So, front of the poster, I just say, please, could you introduce me to Professor Guidi? And he said to me, yeah, of course, I could, but why do you want to know Professor Guidi and his staff? Because I read many papers, so I just concluded my master degree, and my thesis have many, many references about Professor Guidi, Professor Lippi, and Professor Salvan. So please, introduce me if you have time, if you can. He just extended his hand and said, please shake my hands, I am Professor Guidi. So in this time, I completely rushed, and we started a good talk, a good coffee. And years later, 2 years later, I moved my first time to Verona for a short period. In this short period, we performed my first experiment. It was about lipemia. And I am falling in love in pre-analytical phase. So from there until the present, I am falling in love in pre-analytical phase. So I'm looking for patient safety, for quality in samples, and to standardize the pre-analytical phase.
So, you know, I am part of, I'm the official member of the IFCC Young Scientist Task Force. So how did you hear about the task force? And how did you find it helpful?
Okay. I met years ago, the ex-chairman was Damien, and Damien invited me for one meeting about young scientists, and they explained how important is the task force. So the task force are looking for the future of the professional and preparing these professionals by the network and the opportunities. So they also invited the industries, IVD industries, for the workshops and share the ideas about what is the future for the young scientists and what's the futures and the innovations for the IVD. So only thinking together like a brainstorm, we could make imagine how will be the future inside the laboratory.
Gabriel, so you just shared with us the exciting news that you are going to graduate from your program. So what is your plan for future? And what opportunity would you have for young scientists that like you?
Thank you, Dan. I am a very lucky man. So I'm finishing my PhD and I have a position like a researcher in Verona University. So now I can start like a young mentor to try to help young scientists like Professor Guidi helped me. So when I look back, I see that I grow so much in the last 4 years. So I would like to be the same for the next generation, the next young scientist that to be there in the Verona University. So we have now also one opportunity for the people that are looking for quality or patient safety or pre-analytical phase. If we have some young scientist hear us in the radio microscope, please contact us. We have the opportunity to stay there 1 month or 2 months to make some research in pre-analytical phase and the quality control. And also we expect that it is young scientist is able to publish one scientific paper in the end of the 2 months.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that you're creating such a wonderful opportunity for young scientists who actually the mission of the IFCC Young Scientist Task Force is really also helping the young scientists that to create opportunity for their future career development. How do you envision the profession of lab medicine in 20 years?
Wow, this is a hard question. I don't know how I see the lab in the next 20 years. I know how I see the lab 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I was inside the lab and I see many, many technicians, one medical doctor, one pharmacist. So the big boss and the technicians. The technicians just push the button in the machine and the head of the lab make a decision. But now I look inside the lab in different ways. So only sample is different patients. Only sample is different diagnosis, and we need to take care about the sample, not to only push the button. So the young professional, the young scientists need to look for a quality of the sample. Also the IVD looking for to the harmonization. If also all working together, the professionals, the scientists, and the IVD, for the patient safety, we can guarantee a better future for the professional and also for the laboratory.
Gabriel, I thank you very much for the interview. I want to congratulate you on becoming a doctor soon.
Thank you, Dani. I'm really glad to make this interview. So I need to congratulate also you of the task force. So Pradeep is the chair, is working very well, and every member is working really strong to possibilitate the network for the next generation. So as Damien said many years ago, the young scientist is like a diamond. So you need to work in this diamond to make a brilliant in the future. So I need to thank you, my professor, Professor Guidi from Italy, and Professor Piquet from Brazil, and all colleagues that possibilitate to make my PhD. So I hope that some young scientists heard that and would like to visit us in Verona. Thanks again. Thanks, Santiago.